Blog Talk Radio.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not.
Because
I love. And I love. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not.
Yup, now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team.
Yeah.
All these broke ninny baby having bitches only operations. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she has the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, cause Dagger got more bitches than sorority.
Respect my authority, huh?
You didn't. Here's the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair. Swing her till her weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue. While she swinging from her ankle saying, cross the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but the gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up, my hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mania and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking suck. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
And I love.
Get it, they just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me, wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch she really is. So much in common, babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh wait, I get it now, sniff a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto, ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it, I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job, keep hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once, never give a second look. Too busy in the street, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice, can't afford to buy. Like you fuck my bitch, she a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gang stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself. You can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like a, ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him using paper cuts, hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugger. Caved in the lung, I'm having so much fun. Where my pliers at, I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac, stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling, and I'll remove the ribs. Slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I'll make it back for death, I'll make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell, where you know they keep the fire hot.
That's enough, we thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches wanna keep it. I wish a nigga would, fuck your life, I'm getting cash.
Oh shit, they made Bruce Banner mad.
Jackets on the warpath, nigga, this the battle song. For all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag-along. People think I rattle on and wanna kill the dagger, fine. Do what all the haters do, get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches, fuck the haters, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back. Blah!
Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
And I love. And I love. Haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not. Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
And I love. And I love. Haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not.
So lots of kisses today. Except for you, Megan. I'm afraid you get a Stormy Cloud sticker today. So wait, you're keeping all the money now? I just hold on to all the money, because bitches can't be trusted with it. We pull all the kissing money together, see? But if you want to buy anything, you just talk to the bottom bitch, and then the bottom bitch talks to me. All right, see, after school, do you know what I am saying?
All right, children, I want you to copy down these math problems and solve them before recess.
Yo, baby. Baby, yo. Bitch, you want to make some motherfucking money? What? Bitch, you should be doing kisses on the playground. You can make $50 a day. Buy all the purses and shoes you've ever worn. I'll treat you right, bitch. Shut up. Oh, all right, then. Hey, Randy. Randy! Bitch, don't you want to start making some real fucking money? Leave me alone. Well, you were made for the playground, bitch. You should be out there working. Don't you want a new lunchbox? Nice new coat? I can get all that for you, bitch.
Butter, dude.
What? You can't call my girlfriend a bitch. Oh. Well, all I'm saying, the bitch should be out there working is all. What you doing, bitch? just giving kisses to Sam for free? You should be making some motherfucking money. Sam?
But seriously, if you don't stop this, I'll kick your ass.
Clad, here's $100. Stan comes near me, punch him.
Ah, wait. Dude, we've created a monster.
Come on, Wendy, you should be putting that mouth to work.
Butters! Butters, do you have a problem?
All these bitches are kissing sailors, and they haven't figured out that they can be making some serious fucking money.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. L.A. West Coast all day.
That's right, y'all. What's cracking? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this, y'all, convenience, this is officially Slap Sunday. Thank you for being here. Let me shout out to start the show as always. Shout out to the boss lady, took that as a shake, because again, without her, it wouldn't be no Bang Out Radio. Thank you for creating things and allowing us to get things moving and keep things pushing. Next, all independent artists. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in the music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, guys. 5 shows, 4 of them play music. We'll find a place for it in rotation. All right. And of course, last but not least, if anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show again, to support me, to support my co-hosts, to support the artists that come through here, just if you support reality, you support realness, thank you. All right. As always, we fuck with those that fuck with us. All right. Point blank, period. Just that's it. And of course, Slap Sunday tonight, y'all. Definitely sending me music again. Every Sunday, I play. The music I get throughout the week is amongst the first in rotation on Slap Sunday. All right, just to make sure I get it out there for the first time. And I'm going to support that to rotation. Anything new I get, I play it right here tonight. All right, so I got a lot of new music this week, so we're going to get into that. And we'll see where the conversation goes. I don't know. I'm kind of out of it, but that's nothing new. So we'll see what happens all right tonight, all right? You want to call in 661-621-7559, as always. You can chill in the queue. You press 1 to holler at me, all right? Let's get into some brand-new slappers this week. Z, My New Life. Let's go.
I play within the main, pay my living.
Lord forgive me,
Lord forgive me. Been to hell and back and I ain't finished.
All my life,
play with me until I'm winning.
Till I'm winning, till I'm winning.
Till I break away, I push it to the limit. That's how I'm living, what is done is never given.
Never given, never given.
It's like a dirty game, it got me cut when I'm up in prison. Against all odds, you best pay attention. Listen to how I'm living, only way I know no fakes and truth. The facts I'm losing, I'm winning. Forgive me when you trip me, get it. I create in the state life. It's so hard to maintain a spot without some kind of connection. Yeah, I'm knocking off my section at the Lord for a blessing. Cause in this game, chances are you to get killed or arrested. Lift my hand, took my chance, if it leads to it, so be it. Only thing you gotta know is that I'm serious. I mean it, shoot you stuff. I'm a man, I'ma stand up on my feet. Do whatever I can to get my hands up on the seat. Drinking bottles of vodka, just forget about my past. Man, I keep you real on every verse, from beginning to the last. Never overlooking anything or any competition. Smoking blunts, reminiscing about this mess of life that I was given. Man, we live to die, why we gotta keep living? Have hope or keep sinning, give up on life or keep living. Lord, forgive me.
I
play within the main, pay my living.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me. Been to hell and back and I ain't finished.
All my life.
Play with faith until I'm winning.
Till I'm winning, till I'm winning.
Till I break away, I push it to the limit. That's how I'm living, what is done is never given.
Never given, never given.
It's like a dirty game, it got me cut when I'm up in prison. Against all odds, you best pay attention. Listen to how I'm living, only way I know no fix. The truth, the facts, I'm losing, I'm winning.
A true fit to this game, all my life I've made a change. And
the booth, spitting truth, liquid serving change. My two cents a hundred proof, left the booth in flames. After shock, you'll be changed. Listen, this my fate, a living legend, bust the fame. Place me in the hall of fame, bust a cyborg star, forever hold my name. Hear my mind frame, sticking forever young. Let me lace my thanks to Jay, I need space, cause I'm trying to be the stars. Inspiration's hard to find, living in this castle place, surrounded by hate. People acting real, tear facing top shit with one tucked away. All my life, I've been trying to break away, trying to pave the way to a better day. Hope will give me a place to fade away, to escape these two-faced flames, changing names my way. Yeah, I keep it real, never fake, looking past the hate. Hope will give me, I've lost my faith, let me pray. Tie the snuff for the pain, cause we live this every day.
I play within the main, pay my living.
Lord forgive me,
Lord forgive me. Been to hell and back and I ain't finished.
All my life,
play with fate until I'm winning.
Till I'm winning, till I'm winning.
Till I break away, I push it to the limits. That's how I'm living, what is done is never given.
Never given, never given.
This life's a dirty game, it got me cuffed like I'm up in prison. Against all logic, rest, pay attention, listen to how I'm living. The only way I know, no fiction, truth or fact, if I'm losing, I'm winning. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me.
Black Jack, Paralyzed, let's go.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like my paralyzed, can't move. Feel like I'm a gun that can't shoot. Feel like I'm hot, but I'm not in the heat. For real. Sometimes I feel like my paralyzed, can't move. Feel like I'm a gun that can't shoot. It feel like I'm hot, but I'm not in the heat. It feel like I'm on the run, but me not in the street. My on two different lanes, with two different names. That is Blackjack, aka the lyricist. I no gimmick this, this could be a hit. This could be an inspiration, lyrics is some artist. Alright, never know some my flow, it's alright. No, I wreck myself, my flow, like a legend. I'm a medicine daily, raised by the land of the wheat tree. I'm a wheat seed, so I'm the baby. So watch out quickly, you get hypnotized. Fight to me, blow and put me fine. Let me enter in your mind, yeah, have a little while. I'm a brain is like a puzzle and shuffle. I may have me a boy with quick refresh button. So you, what you talking about? I'm a money maker, start go get out with a little bit of life. Take a nice trip for the bed. I want that money, that cash, that dread and that cheddar. I'm rising, I'm climbing to the top with a letter. I'm fly, I'm a bird with no radar. See me in the street, me greet me with the bees. Me know them a go here, through my movement. It's the time for feel like my paralyzed, can't move. Feel like I'm a gun that can't shoot. It feel like I'm hot, but I'm not in the heat. It feel like I'm on the road, but me not in the street. Me on two different lanes, with two different names. That is Blackjack, aka the lyricist. I no gimmick this, this could be a hit. This could be an inspiration, lyrics with some art. I'll miss up zero, cause if you touch me, you will be frozen. My flow modified, to get cool like the ice. Yeah, me make move like shoes. Boy, yeah, you make move like a fool. See me, yeah, roll up in the street. I'm in the game, I'm off the heat. I'm in your pocket, I'm a roll up on the street. Dip and repeat when it's a block. Life will last up in the park, the park. The wife with them a clock, they work them hard, and I'm a laugh. Life, where them a shy. See, they know them beat them life, me feel them life. Okay, don't call me a thief, no. Bloodshot never feel it rich, I'm in no steel flow. I'm one of the really rich. Call me a street youth, man up in the street youth. Yeah, real legit street youth. My lyrics real youth, you feel know that it's true. Yeah, I'm my nigga them. Roll out in the street, my nigga them street.
Like I'm paralyzed, can't move. Feel like I'm a gun that can shoot. It feel like I'm hot, but I'm not in the heat. It feel like I'm on the road, but I'm not in the street. Me on two different lanes, with two different names. That is Blackjack, aka the lyricist. I no gimmick this, this could be a hit. This could be an inspiration, lyrics with some art. I'm a feel like I'm paralyzed, can't move. Feel like I'm a gun that can shoot. It feel like I'm hot, but I'm not in the heat. It feel like I'm on the road,
But me not in the street, me on two different lanes with two different names. That is Blackjack, aka the lyricist. And a gimmick this, this could be a hit. This could be an inspiration lyric to some artist.
Young Dedication, we on. Go.
Yeah. Huh. I got a fake a pause for the call.
Fake pause, nigga.
Pulled up, breaking law. On the real one, y'all niggas flaw. Damn, I'm so tired of hearing mom. Rather watch the bitch thrill like it's Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
But hold up, I never hit wrong.
I don't.
You not close to me, you more like far. You versus me is like a pencil versus NASCAR. Huh? Got 32 flavors,
32,
and your bitch get to taste it. Still torn on my marble floor. Trying to pull my main bitch, it's amazing. Huh?
Look, look, say these niggas can't face it. With a topic of conversation,
we on.
Just a letter orient statement. And that's because we can't quit.
We on.
Yeah. We understand the hating. To the people, thank you for you waiting.
Thank you, people. We on.
Yeah, yeah. When it's all said and done, we try to be number one.
Number one. We on.
Ain't did one of these shits in a while. The way I take the beat and rock it, just like if it was my child. Man, got flows for days. My shits be longer than the now. Record labels hit the shit and the representative smile. We do this music stuff for every kid, woman, and man. And we don't care if you're black or white, yellow, or you're tan. The only thing we care about are who the truer fans. Your favorite rapper CD, throw that in the garbage can. Nigga face it, cause I take the blunt and so I face it. And I can see the top cause I taste it. Hating niggas gon' say shit.
Fuck that critic
mad cause I can't quit. Black and policy the paint trip. Can't name a chick that I can't hit. And I'm leaving with the niggas I came with cause I'm gone.
Look,
yeah, yeah. These niggas can't face it. With a topic of conversation.
We on.
Just a letter orient statement. And that's because we can't
quit. We on.
Yeah, yeah. We understand the hating. To the people, thank you for you waiting.
Thank you, people, we on.
Yeah, yeah. When it's all said and done, we try to be number one.
Number one.
Bitch, I'm rolling in a brand new set of business. When you famous, you don't know who your real friends is. That's why I sound, and it's why they to the death.
Why
me been in the lab cooking, I think we got the recipe. Yeah,
yeah.
Respect it or check it. Big Whitey charm on this motherfucking neck. Adjust your frame, you niggas can't see me.
I'm
ballin', they chantin' MVP.
LVP.
I flip the sack and ain't look back since. If he ain't talking about us, then he ain't talking about shit.
Nah.
So it's best that you not say shit
say
to us if we ain't the topic of conversation.
Ha!
Look, say these niggas can't face it. We the topic of conversation.
We on.
Just a letter orient
statement.
And that's because we can't quit.
We on.
Yeah, yeah. We understand the hating. To the people, thank you for you waiting.
Thank you, people. We on.
Yeah, yeah. When it's all said and done, we trying to be number one.
Number one.
We on.
Boom. Water and wine.
Hey, there we go.
I'm on a one-way street with you. There ain't no going back. I'm staying where I'm at. Because I like
because it.
Better grab some ice and throw it in my cup. Had to grab some ice because she likes it rough. We had to spend the night because we too messed up. Homegirl blacking out because she used that stuff. She on the table and the floor, but she's still asking for more. Everybody at the limit, but we ain't ready to go. Somebody yelling, turn up, and they gave me some to blow. My body's feeling lifted, but my eyes are looking low. Baby,
but a show. Everything is shifted and it's swaying to and fro. I know my mind is drifted, time is moving real slow. I love running, I already know. Ain't it my kind of party, ain't it my kind of night? It's the kind of trippin' that them shawty's all alike. Think you on another level, but we so far out of sight. And you think we do it right? Yeah, I might. And in my kind of party, in my kind of night. In my kind of party, in my kind of night. But the money in the white, but the purple in the sprite. And in my kind of party, in my kind of night. Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Pull up, roll up. All that, Pringles to the singles. They say I'm all that. Jingle after jingle, platinum, you call that. Took your girl to my side of town, don't ask for it, she ain't going back. And you hating homies, I'm done with that. You hating homie, have fun with that. Still got my money, in love with it. I'm one with that, still got my buddy. And she pretty, the sugar so sweet. I about became a diabetic, and you know that I'm conceited. Yeah, I'm all about me. Say you keep it 100, well, I keep it about 3. Get a 4-course meal. If you wanna try me, keep a shooter by me. Keep a hit by me. Don't touch no work, got a secretary. And she answer my calls. So you know my phone clean, but the money dirty. Hanging with the wrong crowd. They all got gold teeth, all keep press rings. All told them things. But we'd rather turn up and burn out our peace. So go get that green and get that lean. Ain't worried about a thing when I'm with my team. In my kind of party, in my kind of night. This is kind of trippin' that we shot it all the light. Think you on another level, but we so far out of sight. And you think we do it right? Yeah, I might. Hey, in my kind of party, in my kind of night. In my kind of party, in my kind of night. Put the money in the white, put the purple in the sprite. Hey, in my kind of party, in my kind of night.
That's right, that's right. I got a lot of new music. I'm going to keep it going, and hold on. Oh, don't do it to me. Don't do it to me. So good. Let's see, I'll try to do this. There we go. Brand new, Be Like Kev, worth the remix. Yo.
All I know is pain, all I see is rain, waiting for a change, waiting for a change. Every day the same, chasing after fame, I should be the same. Tell me, is it all worth it, worth it, worth it?
Everybody gotta ask that question sometime, you know what I mean, you know what I mean?
Worth it, worth it, worth it.
Yeah!
Life full of hatred, nobody could understand. Age 20, I was forced to become a man. Stuck in a city where nobody really knew me. Started getting caught up with bitches trying to screw me, trying to screw me. So I hit the ground running, couldn't tell me nothing. Hit the stage every night praying my breakfast coming. Got a life full of scars that refuse to heal. When I hit the booth, I aim to kill. My pain is real, nigga, fuck how you feel. I get so low with time, so I pop a pill. Steady stressing while I'm waiting for my blessing. Age 21, I learned the life lesson. I got a second chance to turn my life around. But the bitches I was dealing with trying to hold me down. Now everybody wonder why I wear a frown. Fast forward 4 years, look at me now.
Can't let the rain stop me from my daily stroll.
Nope.
I got one goal and that's to get it high.
I know.
Hustle and drop flows, making beats in studios.
Yeah.
My eyes on the prize. my mindset on making dough. They say I'm wasting my time, homie, what you know?
What you know?
Who the hell you tryna be, judging how my life go?
Yeah.
My mama like it,
yeah,
shit, my pops too.
Okay.
My crooks know what it is, so nigga, who is you?
Who is you?
Just a hater in my eyes, 2020 vision. All through the bullshit, y'all niggas did shit. Took a step out the kitchen, the heat was too much. People wanna burn bridges with me, who can I trust? You stole from me, supposed to be my homie. You high cause you
guilty,
and you know you owe me. But you win some, you lose some, got to be wise. Staying focused, taking notes from my big bro Levi. That's real.
Sometimes I think to myself, is it all worth it? Before I write these rhymes, get on the mic and kill these verses. It ain't easy cause my life ain't picture perfect. But the lifestyle that I'm living now, I feel that I deserve it. It's time for Jay to see some changes. I done been through too much pain and I'm tired of it raining. That black cloud that just hanging over me and I cannot take it. So I reach my hands up and that's the door to help me break it. And bless your me to make it. I got no shame, I doubt I'll ever be famous. But patience is a virtue, so I will do no complaining. I gotta say that, it don't take much to understand me. To know I'm going hard, but it's only for my family. Cause even I'm a man that's second guessing on myself. But I got major support, and I thank you for yourself. I love the ones I ride with, wouldn't choose nobody else. And I would say it's worth it, look, they pulled me off the shelf.
City, we in here. I hope we're in here as soon as we get it.
Cause we in here. Pop another bottle of that rosé like the new year. I'm swimming in the pool full of liquor. Girls are diving in. Trey Songz, Dick Lamar, baby wanna fly with it. But me, I'm APK. Function turn into a crack spot. Serve from that X, got him feeling like it's crack rock. Hella OG saucy of a triple stack transformer. Hold up, she wants that 5 minute makeover. Jordan's on her feet and her swag for the streets. When I'm rocking to the beat, stilettos always on her feet. Get your ass on the dance floor, the red carpet rolled out. Underground celebrity got the functions already iced out. About to wild out. So many people in this bitch, you about to wear them out. Everybody moving in this bitch, they know we in here. Hold up, did we do this shit last year?
So many bottles in here, so many people in here.
With the models and she dipping on my face. Poly with some G's, keep a flame on my waist. Smoking on the streets, I would D to the face. Money be the motor with the riders and the rollers. Keys from Arizona connected like Motorola. Now bowling like Minnesota with the money in my hand. Young, know the fucking man, diplomatic like Cam. Looking for the grams, know some niggas with the 10-4-4. Hit the door, better hope the shit jam. Young niggas, jitty starving in the streets. I ain't talking braces, put the metal to your teeth. Play the block hot, still duck the police. 3-4-2, all my niggas gotta eat. Niggas never had jobs, most married to the street. Guns fly all his life, nigga never seen peace.
So many bottles in
here. Y'all know who it is. JPK, baby. So C-Flow, what up, boy? Let them hoes know we in here. Stop acting so stank, bitch, y'all the dance floor. Check that ass, do something. You already know.
So many bottles in here.
Yeah.
to the flow, shaking that baby, move it like an earthquake. Hold up, California be a birthplace. Wishing on a star cause she wanna be famous. Had her own bar, ambitious was crazy. Loveberry butter and her body is amazing. Think I fell in love with your girl, can you blame me? So many bottles in this bitch, you about to wild out. So many people in this bitch, you about to kick them out. Everybody moving in this bitch, they know we in here.
What else?
Hold up, then we do this shit last year. So many bottles in this bitch, you about to wild out. So many people in this bitch, you about to wear them out. Everybody moving in this bitch, they know we in here. Hold up, we can't repeat this shit from last year.
Trell Mack, Charisma. Come on. One of them kind of nights, huh? Come on. Let's do it. Kill him. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to make it work. All right, y'all, hold on. As I know, all this kind of technical difficulties going on over here. I'm just trying to do too much at one time here on Bang Out Radio, all right? But we're going to get into this flapper. Like I said, I'm going to try to all this first. That's the most of rotation, and I don't care how long it takes. So I want to make sure it's done right. Just one quick second. Keep thinking that I should. Go to roll on my weed in a second, too. That's crazy. Come on. Now, I'm sorry, I know you guys hear me talk to myself, but hey, I just, what is going on here? I always have to take another level, always have to be, letting things around a little bit smoother. Don't know why everything always want to mess up when I'm trying to do something, but it is what it is, so I'm just going to try to do it this way. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at some news I'm going to read a little bit later. So, like I said, this is why it's Slap Sunday. It's a bit about to start slapping some people. All right, almost there. Almost there. Hold on. Brand new call way. Roll call. Let's go.
I got love for them. I got love for them.
No disrespect, but I got things right.
I'm
not your average. Homie, this Randy Savage, macho man, about to drop it across the masses. I don't give a fuck about what you saw in your status. These haters mumbling, flapping, I'm rocking like Lenny Kravitz. You want it, got it, I had it. Want to get it, they grabbing. I'm omnipresent, you absent. It's not religion, it's magic. You can feel the spirit when it moves, which means I'm in tune with every being in this room. So, word to hip-hop, jumping straight out the ziplock. Tell the truth, I don't feel, yeah, most of you niggas dick rock. Clickish motherfuckers out here denying my shit hot. But I'm ballin' after wheels fall off, no time for pit stops. It's more to this game than high verses and hot lines. High rise to put your name on the dot line. Cop me a LLC, got me a .com. Your biz ain't right, I promise niggas will not shine. Trout the Mac, killing it, Trout the Mac, living it, Trout the Magnificent. Trout the Mac, pinning it, Trout Mac will kill ya, don't test my innocence. Yeah, I'm back in the game, and honestly a lot of niggas still acting the same. What goes around comes around, come back with the fame. This universe of my control, come back with the brain.
Tell me what you got, tell me what you got, tell me what you got. Tell me what you want, tell me what you want, tell me what you got.
If you want it, I gotta go get it.
Tell me what you need, tell me what you need, tell me what you need.
Can't go from the SKE.
Cause we rockin', we rollin', better be well when we take over for the game life.
Who the fuck want what in your area? Knocking niggas delirious, floating through these interiors. A lot of cats inferior, insecurity carriers. My flow remarkable and superior, it would bury you. Hell yeah, I'm in it. Trust me, you gotta feel it. Unless these niggas is illin', and they feelin' like Dennis. I'm really, really and willing. Y'all niggas really is sitting, depending on me to lose. But I ball in the knife in it. Oh yeah, it won't be long till you see me sharing the stage with Meek Mill, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, with Jay-Z and them Nas and Kanye, Mac Miller, B.O.B. and Wale. Hell yeah, better respect it. Oh, label yourself as reckless. Y'all got a dyslexic cause y'all ain't getting the message. Ass backwards, but it ain't a factor. When you bring the track up, watch them all rack up.
Tell me what you got, tell me what you got, tell me what you got. If
they hear me, they know they feel it too.
Tell me what you want, tell me what you want, tell me what you got.
If you want it, I gotta go get it.
Tell me what you need, tell me what you need, tell me what you need.
Can't go from the SKE.
Cause we rockin', we rollin', better be willing, we take over for the game.
It's the SKE. Hell yeah, you ain't fucking with my clique. We the dopest ones here. It's the SKE. Hell yeah, if you reppin' for your city, put your hands up in the air. It's the SKE. Hell yeah, we gon' tear the roof down. We don't care who's here. It's the SKE. Hell yeah, young niggas from the hood on the plane to Bel Air.
It's the SKE. Hell yeah, you ain't fucking with my clique. We the dopest ones here.
Wrong kid, Ed. I told you to grab Butch Magnus 5-4. 130 pounds.
Well, how was I supposed to know that was the wrong kid?
I gave you a picture, man. How hard is it to grab the right kid, Ed?
You told me to grab a kid. I grab a kid. You don't like the way I do it? Then do your own kidnapping. You know what? That's your only freebie. You want me to kidnap anybody else? You paying top dollar.
That's not fair. You grabbed the wrong kid.
Tough titty. My bad. You go ahead and leave. What the f*** you looking all scared for, huh? I said you was free to go, right? Which part of my bad do you not understand? Oh, so now you want to make this a whole big f***ing thing, huh?
Okay, enough, man. Enough.
Nah, man. I'm sick of this trying to squash it, right? And this bitch ass motherfucker still acting like he hurt me. I ain't even touched this motherfucker yet. I ain't even brushed past you yet. I ain't even made eye contact with your punk ass. Yeah, come on over here. I'll give your bitch ass something to cry about.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
That's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Again, if you tune out there live or if you download, you tune out there live, you want to call in 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at us. So straight up to 469-5189. You almost got me. Hold on. There you go. You got Dagger. What it do?
What up, man?
What it do, Pippin? Levi, Kev in the building. How you feeling?
Oh, man. Same old shit, different day, just more money.
As it should, man. What's going down? Let people know what they are, man. The belt, get them the courage. Just played the new track tonight, the remix, man. What else they got to look forward to, man?
Oh, man. Hump Night, you know what I'm saying? Got Good Love, the official version coming soon. Shit. The Gift and the Curse is being re-released. Only this time it's going to, you know, Best Buy, Barnes & Noble, Sears. That's ironically April Fool's, you know, April 1st.
For sure.
Let me see. And now, right now I'm just working on a new album called Fame. No relation to Chris Brown's. Mine is Fuck All My Enemies. Yeah, I mean, we got Fame. Then, of course, the Blue Lodge Boys are coming back out. We got our album, Loyalty, going to drop. So, keeping, you know, I got two albums, Fame and Loyalty. Yeah.
Right. Oh, crazy, man. It must be nice to just keep working, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how to turn down.
Turn down for what?
You know what I mean? And then, of course, I got my grand welcome home concert coming Friday. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay. Hey, sir. Gonna be videos and everything,
yeah.
Man. YouTube and all that good shit.
Oh yeah, because we actually shooting the documentary, part of the documentary that night. So we about to go all out. You know what I'm saying? You gonna see me, you know, in, you know, with the money, bitches, and you're going to see where I, you know, and then, of course, you're going to see where I grew up, my life, you know, why, everything that I talk about, you're going to actually see it firsthand, you know, the ghetto, where I'm from, family, you know, this is me, this is my real life, so... I'm about to show motherfuckers where I came from.
There it is, man. So we're looking out for it, man. Thank you. Wow. I know you're a busy man. So you just pass it through or you hanging out for a little while?
Nah, nigga. I'm hanging out, nigga. I'm hanging out.
For sure. Well, as far as tonight goes, man, like I said, I'm going to do something that I haven't done in a little while, which is also the reason why I don't look at the fucking news. Every time I look at the news, or I go searching the news, there's a lot of dumb shit going on in the world. Now, some is dumb, some is sad, some is just like, what the f***? But here's one. My man, Wes Warren Jr. Now, for those who don't know who this is, this is And he died last Friday in Vegas, 49. Why is he famous? Because this is a man who has 132-pound scrotum.
I don't know if you ever know who this dude is, but it's amazing how people get, you know, famous over the dumbest stuff. Like, I didn't know who he was, but I have heard of him. And again, Levi, if you're still going to hit home for it, man, 132-pound scrotum, like his cut was 32 pounds. That's how. And he
that
was. No, go ahead.
That, first of all, nigga, I'm sorry, nigga. 132 pounds, nah. That's just a little bit. That's too big from, you know. You know what I'm saying? First of all, nigga, I'm sorry. I ain't finna carry that around, nigga. I don't even like carrying around what I got now. You know what I'm saying? So, and then this nigga had to make custom sleeves for that motherfucker.
No, man, I'm looking at the picture. Nah. You got a hole in the middle. What the fuck? And no cause of mercy. This is what it says. Let's see what it is. His scrotum first became enlarged in May of 2008 when he suffered an injury to his right testicle. Then he said he woke up the next day and his scrotum was the size of a honeydew melon. All right. Now, again, a honeydew melon, okay, that's small. But then he left it alone. That's the part that kills me. He left it alone, and then it just grew. You know what I mean? It grew into 132 pounds. How do you let something like that just happen? Like, I don't. And then let's see. He was in the hospital for 5.5 weeks. He had infections that I think were brought on by his diet, and he had diabetes. So it's like, come on, man. These are the people that are just asking to die, I believe, in services. I mean, you could have did something about this long time ago. With every passing month, his scrotum grew 3 pounds or more, all right? And he had no health insurance, and he had no chance to seek help until he became internationally known for his freakishly bald. See, this is, it's also some fucked up shit, too, when you think about it. This is where, you know, America has, like, when the healthcare system is fucked up and everything like that. If he had no healthcare, he couldn't do shit about it. He just had to say, fuck it.
Didn't that, like, nigga, ain't he in the Guinness Book of World Records for the nigga with the biggest scrotum?
Yeah, I think so. And he's been on, he was offered to be on Dr. Oz. What else we got? He couldn't get on a plane. He couldn't go to airplane restrooms. He first made headlines in 2011, so that's 3 years after he was diagnosed. He initially sought donations to pay for a $1 million surgery. Oh, so that's what he did. But see, this is a little prideful-ass nigga right here, too. No offense again, but Dr. Oz show was going to pay for the surgery in exchange for exclusive rights to the whole thing. Man, you got to do that. You know what I mean? You gotta let Dr. Oz fix you if he's willing to pay for it, man. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You know, if I have some life-threatening disease, blase, call it what you want, because, I mean, you see all these people that go on these shows, you know, with all kind of, like, little diseases or whatever, or freakish things, blase, this, that, or whatever. And, you know, people say that people are making fun of these people or whatever, however you want to look at it. But bottom line is, these people are getting either money or they getting shit paid for, or they getting trips or whatever for their story. So they ain't hurting that much, especially after they done already been through so much. But this dude right
exactly.
here, but this nigga right here who wants to turn down the surgery, you know, and then let's see, what else? And then some speculate that Warren's interest in fame was bigger than the misery caused by his enlarged scrotum and a charge he denied. Who wants to live like this, Warren said. I just don't want to die during the operation. So, okay, well, maybe he was scared, which is awesome, but, I mean, you're going to
okay.
die anyway. So, I mean,
exactly. You know what? Admit that. You know what I'm saying? Just say, okay, you know what? I appreciate the offer, but, I'm concerned. Okay, first of all, niggas, I'm sorry, but I value pussy entirely too much.
Yeah,
you
want to
pay for this? Fuck it. All right, cool. Go ahead and pay for it. You want to document my story? You follow me everywhere I go. You going to be in there when I take a shit, too? All right, cool.
Like, I ain't even tripping. And then he says he admitted to the Huffington Post that his condition left him with no sex drive and little or no testosterone. Duh. Ain't nobody about to fuck you anyway. You know what I mean? How do you got, you know what I mean? First of all, he's already a big man.
But his fucking nut is bigger than, imagine a fat man. And imagine that same fat man, but his nut is bigger than his cock. And it's just dangling right there in the middle. You see, that's a, ugh. It's just,
first of all,
I don't know.
How the fuck did you sleep
on his back?
How,
like I said,
that's uncomfortable, dog. I'm sorry.
Well, this is one of those things where I wish I could, you know, I wish I could show, like I said, these are one of the times I wish I was live where I could show people, like, exactly what I'm looking at here. They got a little, couple of pictures here and everything like that. And it's like, here's what he did. He turned a hoodie. He got a really fat person's hoodie. I think I can describe it. That's what I'm looking at right here. He got a really fat, fat person's big-ass hoodie. He turned it inside. He put his feet in the sleeves. So his nut can sit in the middle where the body's supposed to be, and he got the head part, like, tied. He got the straps wrapped around the head so it, like, closes the hood part, and that's where his nut is just sitting in the middle body part, and his legs are in the where his arms are supposed to go. But he got it pulled up like pants. I mean, like, come on. And he walks around like that. He's on the bus like that. He waddles. You know what I mean? And there's so much wrong with this story. This is why, again, I don't like looking at the news, because I find shit like this. Number one, I'm sorry the man died. But again, number two, man, if you had opportunities to get past this and you chose, because either you were scared, blase, this, that, or whatever, then end results are still the same. You know what I mean? At least
I can't feel bad for it.
I can't. I'm sorry. You could have went down fighting, in my opinion. You know, that's how
at least he would have had a fighting chance. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he would have lived longer.
And this is what I say all the time already, you fat. You know what I mean? And again, nothing against fat people. I just say being big and being fat causes health issues and causes health problems. You're at more risk for certain things like heart attacks, blase, this, that, diabetes. These are just facts. There's nothing about getting. But on top of that, you already fat. You know what I mean? So then your nut gets some kind of disease or whatever and everything like that, and you just bypass it and don't, you know what I mean? And then when motherfuckers start noticing, because, I mean, I don't know what I would do. I don't know how I would think if I happened to be on the bus or whatever, something like that, and just saw this man on the bus. I don't know what I would do. I don't know. I'll probably try to put out a phone like everybody else, maybe try to videotape something. But, I mean, it would just be weird to see this. He doesn't drive. That's what I'm saying. He uses public transportation. You know, and with Warren's last surgery, he weighed 552 pounds. 552 pounds, and when they cut it out, he was 200 pounds lighter. That's a whole, you know how much damn near 200 pounds is to just carry around? To lug around,
exactly.
Like, and basically, and you're just dragging it, like, he's just dragging his nut. Like, there's something that is just all wrong with him, man. He had two heart attacks. And again, that's just ask, these things, you're asking for it. That's how I see it. I'm sorry. It's like you're asking for it. When years ago, like I said, it's 2014 now, Dr. Oz tried to holler at this nigga 3 years ago. 3 years ago. You know, and you could have been on some other shit or whatever, something. You never know. But like you said, man, I can't show no sympathy. I don't got no sympathy for this, man. I'm sorry you're dead, but it's like I said, you had every opportunity to try to do something to change your situation. You've seen doctors, this, that, or whatever. And let me see, what else? Who, with the help of radio talk show, of all people, Howard Stern, Warren finally agreed to see Dr. Joel Gelman, a California urologist who specializes in lymphedema, you know, one of them words, a disorder that causes the scrotum to become extremely large when fluid tissue accumulates. But although Warren had hoped to find, and see, however, the sad lack of sex drive may have been a blessing in disguise. Imagine if he had desires, Warren said, there isn't anything I could have done about it. That would have been a personal kind of help. So it's one of those things that's like you just lay down. And I don't like people that lay down. You know, that's how I see it. It's like you lay down and just decide to be like, you know what? I don't want to fuck no more. I'm just going to – it's just what it is. Like, and I don't like quitters. So sorry, Warren. You know what I mean? He's a black dude, big-ass nut, you know, 132-pound nut, whatever like that, man. But you could have did something about that. Dead at 49. You know what I mean? And that's – And that's not even that old. That's like, shit, I'm 31. That's 18 years from now. You know, that's not even old. Ugh, crazy. This is why I don't know. This is why I don't watch the news. This is why I'm going to find shit like this. Like, what the fuck? Like, of all people. Like, the man, and that's what you're known for. Is that the kind of legacy you want to leave behind you when you do die? You know what I mean? I would think you would rather want to be a survival story than just the man with the biggest nut in the world die. You know what I mean? It's like that's right. Your legacy. That's what you're remembered as. That's how people are gonna remember you. Like, that's not good. But oh man. And another thing, what else over here? Let's look at this one. What else we got? Pastor dies. Ain't this some shit? This is interesting. Now, this will make you think about going to church or whatever, or just how bad people are. Just, you know, let's see what people's religion is. A pastor dies, all right, after confessing his infidelity to the congregation, to everybody. He died. He's up there giving his sermon. He has one of the moments like, you know what, I'm going to speak the truth. I'm going to let everybody know. I'm going to say it in front of everybody, in front of you, Lord, you know, right here on stage about what I had done. Admitted to fucking around on his wife, this, that, all that shit, and then dies. Bow. Right there. But here we go, a little background. After telling the congregation at Miracle Faith World Outreach Church that he had been unfaithful to his wife, Bishop Bobby Davis died. After the service on Sunday, the bishop's family asked us to remain in the church, and the bishop confessed to us something that had happened along. Oh, wait, okay, I apologize. It was after service, all right. After the service, he was just, I guess, talking to his family and everything. Church elder and the church elders, he wanted to clean with all of us, and he wanted to ask for our forgiveness. Before he died, church members were screaming at Davis to show him their support. We were shouting, we forgive you, we love you, but the stress of it all, he had a heart attack, Stavone said. I held his head as he laid on the floor. Our congregation is hurting now. The cause of death has yet to be determined. We responded to the church to assist medical treatment. The patient was transported to Bridgeport Hospital, where he subsequently passed. A detective has been assigned to the case to determine what happened. An autopsy scheduled for Tuesday to determine what happened. The circumstances under investigation. Davis and his wife celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary last June. He was a certified marriage and family therapist. No, ain't that some shit? Certified. you laughing. Ain't that some shit? I was see the shit you don't expect when you get to the bottom of the story and everything like that? A pastor celebrated 50 years last June, certified marriage and family therapist, out there cheating and shit, just doing all, you know, you would think. This is what bothers me about these things. The people that are supposed to be most resolved or supposed to be the most saved or up there, these are people that you're supposed to look up to and everything like that, wind up being the worst people. Not, I'm going to say the worst people in the world, but wind up being completely different than what you think. You know what I mean? So, and in stories like this, I just have to think, like, how long was he cheating and fucking around and everything like that? These are the questions that I start to think, because to confess now and then, you know, you want to put, I'm not saying I'm God or anything, but thinking God said, like, nigga, it's too late. You know what I mean? Thank you for confessing, bye-bye. You know, if you want to think like that. But it's crazy. That's the weirdest shit. Like, if he had, it makes you think, like, if he hadn't confessed, would he still be alive? You know what? I just find myself asking more questions. But again, it's one of those things where it's like, you have a man here who, despite everything that what he ever has been doing and everything, he's like, okay, well, look. He picked his moment, like, you know what? I'm going to come clean. I'm going to ask for everybody's forgiveness. I'm tired of hiding. I'm tired of this, that, blase, woo-woo, or whatever. You know, I'm a marriage and family therapist. You know, maybe I should start living like I preach or whatever and everything like that. And then once he makes that decision to do that, has a heart attack and dies. Come on. Like,
karma's a bitch.
Ain't it? It makes you think, though, like, why even, this is why I do this. It makes me think, like, why even go through it? Maybe, again, you ask other questions. Maybe, like I said, the bad guy always wins. He doesn't always win, but in certain situations, like I said, I hate saying it like that, but the bad guy, we'll say it's the bad guy gets to have the most fun.
like I said, no matter what he was doing or whatever, like I said, he was out there doing what he was doing. But when he decided to be good, he died.
All right.
Weird. This is weird shit. I mean, play it how you want to. Think about it how you want to. Play whatever angle you want to. But it's a fucked up shit. But again, this is why I don't fucking look at the news. People wonder why I watch cartoons and do all kind of shit and other shit, because this is what the news tells me. This is what I find out when I go looking for stuff. And this is the stuff when I go looking for things. You know, Leo, the news that they actually put out there and everything. It's always just somebody recently shot, this, that, whoop, or whatever. You know, they don't even put this kind of stuff out there like that. So what are these channels, what are these news groups, what do these people actually want you to know? Like I said, I don't know. This is why I just stay unplugged. That's what I like to call it. I'm unplugged. I don't care enough about this, because if I cared, it would lead to too many more questions. And this is just way too many questions to be asking. Like I said, that's fucked up. Just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. 50 years. Wait. Okay, today, I need to tell you something. I've been fucking around for the last 50 years. You know, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And then what kind of shit is that? You're begging for forgiveness. You're asking for forgiveness, right? But the one person, you know, God or whatever, that's supposed to forgive you, did, nah, we're not letting that go. Like, it's fucked up.
I know, right?
Like, you begging for forgiveness for everybody else, but the one person that really needs to forgive you said, nah, not happening. Like, no, you had your chance, like you said, too little, too late, maybe, or whatever, but yes, he is a vengeful God, if you believe, like I said, if you believe in that and help you go and, you know, do your church thing or whatever. He's vengeful, right? Works in mysterious ways, right? You know, you never, always has a bigger plan, you know, things like that. Those are the things you tend to follow. So, by all means, but I don't know how you would explain this, but I mean, that's the best thing about religion is that, you know, religion can't be explained. It's all about faith. It's all about, you know, things like that.
Yeah. But especially if he thought that he was going to be saved, you know, no, I'm sorry. You know, you, at that point, you knew what you were doing. You wasn't worried about it at the time, so why are you worried about it now?
That's my biggest, because you a pastor. You've been a pastor for years. You know, I mean, you got a whole congregation. You know, I feel when you choose certain things or when you choose to make certain steps in your life, you need to live up to what you're trying to be. You know what I mean? You need to step up and be that. If you're not going to do that, then don't do it. You know,
right.
Like I said, you're not trying to get married or have a wife or whatever, then don't. If you still trying to fuck around and do all this and everything, then do that. And again, that's what makes me think. Ain't no telling how long he's been out there. No matter how long he's been up here being a pastor and everything, and all this time, you know, telling people, you know, certified marriage and family therapy. He's up here telling people all these things. You know, you should be doing this. You should be doing this. You should be doing this. You're a pastor. You know, people look up to him, taking his word as is. You know, this, that, or whatever. And out here doing the shadiest stuff. Yeah, if I was God, I'd be pissed off too. You know what I mean? If you want to look at it that way. In a way, again, maybe he deserved it. But who deserves death? I mean, again, you got to – what pastor deserves – you know, it just depends on how you look at it. But this is why I just try to stay out of it, because there's so many different ways to look at it. You know, but, again, the bottom line is that it doesn't make sense. You don't know. And there's no way to really find out. Unless, now something to find out, it winds up being one of them other stories, like, you know, on the ID channel and shit, like the wife found out he was cheating, them poisoning something, or you know what I mean, if it ever goes that far or whatever. But based on what this is right here, it's like, again, the one person you shouldn't piss off is God. You know, I'm not the holiest of men, you know, but I don't do shit that's like spitting in God's face either. You know, I don't, because I believe, you know, but
I may not follow as I should. I may not practice as much as I should. But again, I don't do certain shit that will have that will make, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things you just don't do. If you have any kind of faith or belief, there are certain things you just don't do. And, but again, being a preacher and still being out there doing all kind of shit, that's one of the things you don't do. It's just like the preachers of L.A. Oh, I can't fucking stand that show. I watched one episode and just could never watch it again. I couldn't tell you how the season went or anything. Just because of the principalities of these people. Again, I can't go against what they're doing or how they're doing things and everything, but again, it just seems that at a certain point, like, these guys are saying things like, I know I'm a preacher, I know I'm this, I know I'm that, but I'm a man too. It's like, in a way, you got to give that up, because you're just like when nuns or when ladies go become nuns, they give themselves to God, right? So that just means that's who you serve. I mean, if that's what you're going. So your wants and your needs are to be given up. If, you know what I mean? And it's kind of contradictory to me. And then the couple of episodes I did, like I said, I saw one or two of them. The ones where you got two grown-ass preachers and all these grown-ass men arguing over the book and arguing over something that they all supposed to believe in together. Come on. Then it just shows you that it's just based on how you interpret it.
Yeah.
And then based on how it's interpreted it, or interpreted it is, or whatever, however you say that word, but then the people have to like how that person's interpreting it for them. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're a preacher, Levi, and I'm a preacher, right? But we both interpret the book in different ways. Now, you have your people that follow you, and I have my people that follow me. But then, you know, there are a lot of preachers out there, you know, there, and it just shows that who's right.
Right.
I mean, we can talk religion all day. I'm not going to get too much into this, but that's just my weirdest thing about religion. It's like, if you look at it that way, then it's like, I don't need nobody to interpret things for me either. I mean, I can interpret things myself in a sense, and then I have my relationship with God as I see fit. Because that's what, you know, that's a, I don't feel I need a middleman. But again, that's just me. But again, we're gonna get into Daggers Double Play real quick. Levi Kev hanging out for a little while, chilling out. I'm trying to, oh, there we go. Got some new shit right here also as well. Brand new world premieres tonight. Daggers Double Play. Well, actually one world premiere, one replay from last week. So we'll start off like this. Daggers Double Play. Be right back. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slash Sunday.
Here we go. Anti-hater music. Yes. Keep telling y'all about this shit, man. 4DB Witty, aka the motherfucking Dagger. Y'all know what's up. Paranoid, never way too witty and clever. Bitches think they love me cause nobody's fucking them better. Then they realize it's more than one. Here come all the extras. Cuss words, tears, text calls, all the lectures. Make them bitches take a seat, get up in a room deep. Make the pussy spring a leak, look at you, you dead sweet. Started off with talking shit, then you went to sucking dick. If I'm the one that's ignorant, I'm fucking with her. Wouldn't make sense with two pennies and a quarterback. I'd have had them all, from the models to the gutter rats. Best believe they move you fat, but they trust I did avoid.
I'm annoyed.
Never see my dollar signs, you paranoid. West, no fresh, no how I make the lobby look. All the bitches in this motherfucker out my phone book. See me, do I look shook? 4DB don't give a hoot. What these bitches gonna do? Grab a gun, start to shoot. Oh, I thought she did, but I'm hired just to be. Calm my nerves a little bit, smoke a blunt, have a drink. Never know what bitches think. I got a little jitters when I'm in the lobby. All the bitches wanna own a nigga. And just to beat again, made my heart jump. Cause I'm drunk, talking to the bitches with a plump rump. So be confident, that's it, fuck the other bitch. And if you really with it, then let's go and fuck the
all
other bitch.
All my bitches turn up, but they can't stand each other. But someone might get fucked up. But I'm still not paranoid.
If I was you, I'd be paranoid, nigga. Why?
Cause I'm smoking, I'm drinking. Don't care what no bitch thinking. I'm drinking, I'm smoking. Try something, bitch, I'm hoping. Oh shit, she caught me looking. It wasn't me, and no, I wasn't kissing on the bitch. She was kissing me.
Who's my number? Never call.
4DB, me bouncing off these slippers like a pinball. I want them all when I be on, that's my Dr. Zeus tips. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch. Black, white, yellow bitch, brown, red, any bitch except the fat bitch. She will never get the dagger dick. I fuck you here and over there. Bed, car, floor, chair, plane, train, bus. Cause I'm with it and I don't care. You can keep the evil stairs. You want a trip, it's whatever, but it never happens.
Why?
All my bitches, turn up, but they can't stand each other.
why you together as a fuck? Someone might get fucked up, but I'm still not paranoid. I'm drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking.
There it is. I keep telling y'all all the time, man, look, I gave y'all this song right here. This is for y'all, all right? Because look, when Dagger turns up, when he goes to the function, when he goes to a party, he invites everybody. Everybody come get the invite, you know what I mean? So you never know who may show up. So if you're about to be about that, and you're going to be about that, then be about that. If not, shut the fuck up, turn up, and enjoy yourself. Haha, 4D be with.
Brand new. Welcome in. Of the Ass I Had a Mixtape. Dagger, featuring the Witty Gang.
Dagger bitches.
Ooh, bam.
Uh-huh. I know y'all didn't think the Witty Gang was gonna get on this.
Nigga, we here, nigga.
Boom,
bam.
I be with it.
Well,
wear like air.
I know them. The homies.
You know I'm about to do what we do.
I got five, West got five, now that's 10. We got five, two with it, two that make a twin. I be got five, that make a quota, nigga keep up. These beans for the tree, so please roll that weed up. Khaki stay creased up, my tux stay late. I wake and bake a straight ace to the face. In case you was wondering, I'm fresh the best. Me always smoking top shelf, never smoking stress. And yes, we be the dopest niggas in here. Hood bound, we clowns, and war I declare. I swear, I will smoke you niggas to sleep.
Your little lungs is too small to hot box with me.
Sticky green, no seeds, guaranteed to be the best mode. Hit the blunt and let it go, bang the fold and let it go.
You ready for
the show, bro, you know we full of throttle. Smoke weed and get high, got five, that's the motto.
Forever on the grind, I'm staying high while I'm getting it. The hustle's in my blood, you dropping five before you hit this. Piece of 45 from my plug, it's like Christmas. I keep a loaded nine, you'll get plugged, yeah, dismissed. Bitch, it's snowing LA before you hit this. I keep the folds in motion, burning trees like a death wish. I smoke shit like a nigga ain't never had shit. My eyes red like my motherfucker flag, bitch. I tag shit while reaching for my last zip. Hit it two times, hold it, then pass it. Switches by the cake and trees by the batch, bitch. Smoke so potent you can smell it through the bag, bitch. Smoke to get high, smoke to pass time. If you from where I'm from, then you smoke to get by. So no sticks, no seats, only five cush weed. I got five on the piece, nigga, dub IG.
We got five on it. Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it. More THC, no stems, no seeds. We got five on it. Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast. We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Turn up, gang. Yelling, fuck a bitch. Smoking blood to the face. Drank Remy, no chase. Pill popping, no shade. These is the face. Criminals, the game. Molly Hennessy is like a pistol on the sea. 174 ways to make you obsolete. Two-bound gangsta. Check the taps in the prop notes. I got five times four on the drink and the drove. Play them all, no exemption. We normally get lifted. Broke bitches say the fuck on my vision. 4DB, where the bitches at? That's with it, extended clip. Anybody can get it. Load and throw, pass it back and forth. Thick and low, sip and slow. Got five on everything. When y'all go to the store, pop a Molly and woo. I'm on, it's the bitch I'm ballin', haha, she gone.
You see, smoking keeps me living, also keeps me from sinning. So I got five on whatever, let's get this session beginning. So we can smoke out the building, roll up the blunts and you're sparking. We only look like we on fire. Some of y'all be smoking weed and then you get all paranoid. I get annoyed.
All fucking weed.
You should be overjoyed. Drama know that I avoid and those that lack intelligence. If it ain't about my money, music, weed, that shit's irrelevant. Smoking on that presidential ooey gooey sneaky Louie. Family got suspended. We're suspenders when I laugh at stupid. I make you wanna sue me, even if you never knew me. Yeah, I'm so high, staring at ghosts, smoking George Clooney. Somebody change the movie. Thirsty bitches on my sleeve. Fucking are we matching or you gonna go and buy the weed? Bitches wanna smoke a nigga's weed and then don't give a nothing. I don't even wanna fuck, but damn, bitch, I'm out of song.
Five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We
shit.
Got five on it. More THC, no dips, no
fuck with that other shit.
We got five on it.
Five.
Yo, push them blunts and roll them fast.
There better be no pinheads, bitch.
Five on it.
Levi Kev, you are now tuning in to Slab Sundays with your boy, the Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
My bad. Kind of hate doing that. All right, y'all, we back. Slab Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. You tuned in. Still, you want to call in 661-621-7559 as always. Chilling the cute. Just wanted to highlight me. Levi, you still good?
Yeah, man.
What's up? Well, like I said, I'm gonna stick with the news because the one good thing about the news though on Sunday is that there is always something dumb and stupid going on. So it's like it's amazing. You know, it helps the show go along a lot easier. Because there's just dumb people in the world. Like this motherfucker right here. Iman Mali. And it's funny because, you know, his last name is Mali. And why is that funny? Let me explain. This dude, 18, he was scheduled to show up in court. All right. Now, when him and two of his friends went to court and they arrived, court officers noticed, smelled strongly of marijuana. Again, number one, if you got a court date, you might not want to go to court for another like week. I mean, it's simple, but, you know, some people don't give a fuck. Okay, that's fine. You balling, you don't give a fuck. All right, smell like weed all you want. When authorities conducted an investigation, they discovered that Miley had 43 bags of heroin and over $400 in cash on his person. Now, the investigation had nothing to do with the original reason he was there for his scheduled appearance. So then he got charged with possession of heroin with intent to distribute, and is being held at the justice facility on $15,000 bail as a third. How fucking stupid do you have to be? That's why you gotta be asking to get arrested. You're asking to get arrested. Look. First, you go to the courthouse smelling like weed. Now, I'm going to the courthouse smelling like weed, but if I was doing that, then I made sure I didn't have any weed or anything like that in my pocket. You know what I mean? I didn't have anything on me because since I smell like weed, that might give somebody a reason to want to check your pocket. And if they do decide to check your pocket, you know what I mean? And if they do decide to check your pocket, you don't want to have 43 bags of heroin in your pocket. Why would you take 43, I'm going to keep saying that, 43 bags of heroin into a courthouse? Why?
You're an idiot.
I mean, that's beyond stupid. Beyond stupid. What kind, I can't even fathom what was going through my nigga's head right here where he thought that was okay. And $400 cash. You're admitting that you're a drug dealer. You got $400 in your pocket. $400 in your pocket, 43 bags of heroin in your pocket. So that's automatic. They know you're dealing. And you walk into the court like that, man. And again, okay, all the shit's in your pocket. That's fine. So then, but you're going there smelling like weed. So then, okay, if you wanted to
if you wanted to go in there with all that shit in your pocket, then you don't smoke before you go inside. I went inside a court, you know what I mean? I went inside a court place and forgot I had weed in my pocket. I went inside a place and just forgot that I had weed in my pocket, but I knew that I didn't smoke before I went in, so I didn't smell like weed, so they didn't have a reason to pat my pockets. You know what I mean? You can't do both. This is, again, this is somebody else asking for a reason for somebody to fuck with them. And do you think I have any kind of sympathy? None. None for this dumbass nigga right here. Stupid.
Why should you? You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck should you have any kind of goddamn sympathy?
I wanted to give him his props in the second. I wanted to give him his props at first when I first started reading it because, again, most niggas don't go to their court date. I give him that. He was showing up on something else totally different. You know what I mean? But, no, I don't understand how you're trying to beat one case and you know you're trying to beat a case, you know, or something like that. So you go to show up on your court date for whatever case you're trying to fight already. You know, and then you have to feel dumb as fuck on your end because then you got to – I don't know. It's like, nigga, you have to be thinking like, man, I got arrested for some shit that ain't had nothing to do with what I was coming to court for. You know, I don't. Do you have nobody that you trusted that you could have left it with for a second? You could have left it in the fucking car. You know what I mean? At the house. I mean, I can't even imagine what was going through his head where in any shape, way, or form he thought he was going to get away with this. What do people be thinking? Or they don't be thinking. This is exactly the point. I think that's the number one point I'm even trying to make about all. Motherfuckers ain't thinking about shit. They ain't thinking. This is what niggas think. Niggas think they can do whatever they want to and get away with shit. Nothing's going to happen. This is exactly what it is right here. This is a prime example. You know, and that's just stupid. Or he thought he was going to be a G about it. I can go in there with this shit and get back out of there. Nigga, no. There was some cop there that was probably just waiting for your dumb ass. And then again, yes, if I'm a cop in a courthouse and I'm in court every day and a nigga, because I know I be blowing up the spot sometimes. I be smoking that good. You know what I mean? So if I go somewhere sometimes, I know I may be blowing up the spot and shit. But again, man, if you know you blowing up the spot, if I'm a cop and a motherfucker walk by the courthouse and I'm sitting there at the little, because like I said, we don't all get to court. Y'all know you have to go through the metal detectors, got to empty out your pocket. You know, got to put your belt on there, take your shoes off, you know what I mean? It's like the airport and shit, depending on where you at. You should know the process if anybody's been to a fucking courthouse. So these people, these cops, are looking for people that are trying to either sneak shit in or just looking for a reason. They're looking for a reason. It's the courthouse. They're looking for a reason to lock niggas up. And you're giving it to them. And motherfuckers always want to wonder why they, and this is why I always say there are dumb people in jail. There's nothing but stupid motherfuckers in jail. I'm sorry. Either you did something where you thought you can get away with it, or you just wasn't paying attention, or you let your emotions get the best of you, or whatever. You know, whatever happened, you're in jail because somewhere along the lines of whatever plan you had for whatever you did, something was stupid and got fucked up. That's why your ass is there. Period. So, this is the world we live in. People get on me, you shouldn't talk about people in jail and blah, blah, blah. You don't know what they've been through. Blah, blah, blah. Nigga, they did something stupid. They did something stupid as fuck. Because they just don't put people in jail just because. I'm sorry. It doesn't happen like that. They don't put people in jail for walking down the street. If you're walking down the street with all kind of shit in your pocket, you know, if you're walking down the street with all kind of shit in your pocket, making an ass of yourself and giving police a reason to pull you over and pat your pockets and find the shit that you got on you and everything, you did something. Best believe when I got shit on me, I act a little bit, you know, a little bit more cautious. You know, but a good thing about me is that, you know, I'm legal. I'm what I like to call legal. You know, police hate me because I can talk as much shit as I want to because I'm legal. They can't do shit to me if I ain't done nothing. Can't do nothing to me, and I can say whatever the fuck I want to. Fuck y'all if I felt like it. That may antagonize my situation. That may prolong it a little bit if I feel like I want to do that. But I ain't about to go. But I ain't about to go to jail and be locked up for saying fuck the police. I can say that all I want to. Now, some of y'all out there with felonies on probation, the first thing the cops ask me when they do fuck me
That's the first thing they ask any nigga or any part, anybody that pull over. It's one of the rules as police. They got to ask, are you on probation or parole? That's one of the first things that they ask. Why do they ask that first? Because if you are, that gives them full right to search your car, to search your peoples, pat your pocket instantly, and you automatically have to do what they say. Automatically, because you're on probation or parole. So part of your probation or parole is that you will do what any officer tells you to do automatically, because that's a part of your probation or parole. That's why they ask that question first. So they know how far they can press your ass. Now, me, I get to say no. No, I'm not on probation or parole. You'd be surprised how shocked some of these cops look at me. Are you serious? They have to ask me twice. For real? Probation or parole, right? So if I take your license and run the name, nothing's going to pop up. No, it motherfucking won't. Nothing's going to pop up. Motherfucker. Like I said, running that shit. You know what I mean? It's like, because, I mean, for me, when it comes to cops, all they doing is wasting my time. And if they do get me for anything, they're going to give me a ticket. There's not going to be nothing there about to lock a nigga up for, because I don't get caught when I'm on shit like that. I act accordingly when I'm on some different type shit. This ain't chess, it's checkers. I mean, wait, no, this ain't checkers, it's chess. You know, you gotta know the game, you gotta know the rules. It's all about who's playing it better. And the dumb motherfuckers in jail, because the cops, and again, you gotta look at the police. Like I said, there's different levels, and they all got different games. FBI, CIA, DEA, you know what I mean? All these motherfuckers, they're all cops. But they all play, you know what I mean? They all play by different rules. They all got different agendas. They got things they're looking for. Even basic police out here in L.A., at least, we got the basic police, and then you got the sheriffs. You know what I mean? Now, the sheriffs are looking for the, you know, the sheriffs are looking for the same shit that the police, that the regular police are. The police are trying to get whatever little shit they can. I've had a motherfucking sheriffs, you know, find weed on me and give it back. Like, here, take this shit. You know, they sheriffs are looking for, like, cocaine and guns. They're looking for these motherfuckers. They ain't looking for no weed heads. You know, police. You gotta know who you're dealing with. I mean, but like I said, people don't give a fuck. Levi, this is what I'm saying. People don't, intelligence and knowledge. If you know more, it helps. You know what I mean? If you gotta, what do they say, even when it comes to war? You got to know your enemy. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to show some level of respect. You ain't got to like the police. You know what I mean? You ain't got to like the police or anything like that, but you better respect them.
Yeah, if you knew better, you'd do better.
Even, there's some fucked up cops in the world, too. There's some strict assholes out there using their power just to fuck with niggas, block, they this, that, woo-woo, or whatever. But again, you got to look at it from their side of it. Again, you got to understand your enemy, who you're dealing with. You got to realize some of these cops probably, you know, they're born from families of cops. Their families have all been cops. There were kids in school that got picked on or whatever, finally got, you know, some authority behind it. You know, there are all these women cops, you know, they just want to be a cop. So they can hide behind their badge because, you know, as a woman, you know, they get picked on by motherfuckers. I mean, there's a lot of mentalities. You have these cops that are just action junkies that are looking out there just to fuck with niggas just so they can have a gun and do shit. You got to realize the people you're dealing with. And you got to realize that when they put that uniform on, when they got their badge and their gun, they are demanding a certain level of respect just by wearing that shit.
Right.
Some of them press the line more than others. But again, it's just one of those things. Again, you have to deal with it. You also come across the cool ass cops. There's some cool ass cops out there too. Don't get it wrong. So, but that doesn't mean that they don't deserve as much respect. Because you cross the wrong motherfuckers, the motherfuckers are going to do what they got to do. That's the point. And my thing is, like I said, I don't deal with them at all. Period. I just say fuck the police. That's how I feel. I say I don't want to be bothered with them. I try not to put myself in situations where I even have to call them motherfuckers. You know, I try not to deal with people that require me to be around police and everything like that. I try not to fuck with people that all got kind of records and everything like that. So when the police fuck with them, and they want to fuck with me too. You know, you try to avoid certain situations. But, again, when you do shit like walk into a police, you know, courthouse, fresh out the hot box with 43 bags of heroin and $400 in your pocket and think you're not going to get arrested and catch some serious jail time, then you a dumbass motherfucker.
and you deserve what you get, just like this dumbass nigga right here. So that's just how I feel. So,
all right.
And then this one more real quick before we get out. Not before we get out, but one more. This bitch right here. All right. Now, I don't know if y'all heard about the model. Now, there's a model who appeared for Playboy's golf finals at Industry Hills Golf Club in Los Angeles in the March 2012, right? Now, she has filed for a lawsuit against Playboy Enterprises after she was allegedly struck in the buttocks by a golfer who was trying to drive a ball off the tee that was wedged between her butt cheeks. Now, the golfer who missed the shot, Playboy morning show host Kevin Klein, is also named in Liz Dixon's lawsuit. That's the lady, Liz Dixon. She is suing for battery and negligence and is seeking $500,000 plus punitive damages, according to TMZ. All right. Now, the suit states that Dixon agreed to lie with her buttocks partially exposed so Klein could hit the ball off the butt. When he swung, Klein missed the tee and struck the buttock, causing her injury and damages. Now, according to a Facebook post, Liz Dickerson, she was 2011's Girl of Playboy's golf winner. Liz is from Traverse City, Michigan, and when not modeling, worked at Singers in Wixon. When not spending time with her son, Liz likes to shop, sees her friends, has fun, and acts silly. Liz enjoyed meeting the playmates at the Playboy golf tournament and made several new friends. Now, see, this is what I don't like. Now, it's a mistake. This is what happened. It was a mistake. Bitch, you agreed. You're the magazines. You're Playboy's golf. Well, your Industry Hills Golf Club of Los Angeles, you know, Playboy finals model. All right. So, obviously, you're a pretty bitch that knows how to play golf. So, but you're working with Playboy. So, of course, Playboy means you show tits and ass. We know this. So, in order to combine what you do with Playboy, they ask you to lay down on the ground with your ass in the air and let somebody else hit a golf ball off your butt. Okay, I get that. And the dude missed, hit your ass cheek. All right, got that too. Now, don't get me wrong. If you look this up and see this bitch and look at her ass, there's a big-ass bruise on her butt. Don't get it twisted. That shit is big to the motherfucker. Like, dude hit the shit out of her butt cheek, like, and when, I guess when he missed. But at the same time, come on, you suing Playboy for $500,000, talking about damages, punitive damages, and battery and negligence. Wasn't nobody trying to beat up on you, bitch? Come on, like this is shit I be talking about right here. I bet you probably could have got some money. She would have just asked. You know, I really think, because I mean, it just don't sound right. But when you what the fuck is punitive damages? Like I said, you don't need a model full time. You work at Stingers in Wixom, wherever the fuck that is, somewhere in Michigan. You know what I mean? So you're some waitress somewhere. You know what I mean? You got a son. This is what I mean. But you got a son. You know, you out here. This is what I mean. You're trying to get over. I don't like people that I feel are trying to get over. You know, it was a mistake. And you had a bruised ass cheek for what? A month? Bruises go away. You know, it's not like you're walking with a limp. Motherfuckers didn't cripple you. You know, I don't get $500,000 for a bruised butt cheek. Or, let me take that back. I guess models get paid off their looks or whatever. So, okay, did you lose business because you couldn't show off your ass somewhere else? Maybe then, yeah, maybe. But, I mean, I still don't know. Still, something doesn't sit right. Something doesn't sit right. But maybe, like I said, some people take this shit really seriously. Hold on, let's see what the news actually takes about. Hold on, we're going to see how loud I can get this. Let's see what the actual story says. Hold on real quick.
No.
I always do this fucking, I don't need no ad. I can't stand that. Let's see. All right, I don't know how loud this is going to get, but let's find out.
Not loud at all. Let's see. A golf club.
Okay, well, no, I can't hear that anyway. But, yeah, again, Levi, I mean, $500,000 to the motherfucker hit you in the butt cheek with a golf club that you kind of agreed to. I mean, seems a little steep to me.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't have laid down, stupid.
Thank you. And then the person golfing is not even a professional golfer. He's a radio host. It's like you laying down on the, you know, you going on the golf course to lay down for me because I want to say I want to hit a golf ball off your butt cheek. I don't play golf. You know what I mean? So, but if I tell you I'm going to do that and you know I don't play golf, then it's again, self-responsibility. Bitch, once you lay down and put your ass in the air and put that little pee in between your butt cheeks, then something, you know, so you're liable for what may happen. You know, I would think. You gotta put your pee. Is part of that was you. Bitch, nobody held a gun to your head and forced you to lay to the ground and do that and everything. You was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. You know, I can already see it. You know, but that's what I mean. You did that. You went for it. And now, since there was a mistake made, it was an accident. Because again, this is just pure accident. I mean, that shit happens all the time. We've seen other videos. World's Funniest. There are other videos where motherfuckers put the ball tee in their mouths and shit and try to knock it out of people's mouths and shit. Them motherfuckers don't always work out either. So why bitch do you get $500,000? For battery and negligence. That don't even that's the thing. If it was for something else, if it would have said $500,000 for like lost wages, you know, because maybe you couldn't work and show off your ass while your ass, you know, healed and the bruise went away. Okay, I'll give you that much time. You know what I mean? From the time the bruise was on your ass to the time the bruise went away, any jobs or whatever you missed or something like that, I could reimburse you for that. But I hardly doubt that it's $500,000 worth of damages. Nigga, that's $500,000 for a mistake that goes away. You know what I mean? It's not like they hit in the face. You know, it's not like he got hit in the face and your whole eye socket was caved and you need some kind of surgery and shit or whatever and everything like that. I smack girls on the ass and left bruises and hand marks on their ass and shit. You know what I mean? And let one of the bitches try to sue me because I done messed up my ass cheek. Fuck out of here. Like, it's an ass cheek. Like, I'll tell you about these bitches, man. This is shit. These bitches is just dumb. Dumb as fuck, bitch. I hope you don't get shit. Again, I don't like bitches that be trying to, like, get over. You're already a model. You already do this. You already do that. Bitch, you're at the Playboy Mansion. You know what I mean? You at the Playboy golf course and shit. You met several new friends. You enjoyed meeting the playmates at the Playboy golf tournament and shit. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Get out of here, man. Take your ass. You could have just asked half like half, man. I'm missing a couple. I could already just imagine. But again, when you go after people like this, and you start trying to say shit it isn't because you're trying to pull up shit, like I said, negligence, battery, laissez, this, that, or whatever. Now you're just trying to make up shit. Now, I lose respect. Fuck you, bitch. I hope she don't get a dime. You know what I mean? I hope she don't get nothing. Because, again, they show the pictures of her ass is bruised, right? But by the time it actually goes to court, if I was a judge, I'd be like, show me your ass right now. Let me see it. That shit's going to be gone. You know what I mean? Where's the proof? Now. My bitch, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, but again, that's just me. Dumb bitches, money hungry, thirsty ass bitches, man. I can't stand it. Can't stand them. But we'll be right back, y'all. Like I said, Levi hanging out, Slash Sundays, 661-621-7559. As always, to the queue, press 1 to highlight us. We'll be right back.
Get paid this great money, please, for the shades of greatest. I'ma be that, all the MJ. I'm on my way, no practice, I jump in. I'm natural, the stats will show I'm not the same on something. Else that they never seen, bet you they remember me. When I die, I live. It don't make sense right now, but later you'll understand what I meant. I disguise the power Clark Kent. Now I'm sitting on a park bench, watching the world as it turns, cause nobody else seems to be concerned. The anger it burns, put ash in the urn, on a new level and I won't return. No boomerang when I do my thing, tell me what have you learned. Started in 04 and I still ain't changed, my range has no limit, it's infinite. I stepped in the game and I've been winning, I don't see no threat so I've been chilling. With my pen at the curb, that's gonna tell me. Shout out to K. Lamar, bring in the real back here, really feel that, had to fit some bar, holy one flow, forget the par, like private jet, so forget the car, no audition in, but I'ma get the part, I came a long way, they said I couldn't do it, now they all bump heads to my music confused, and I know people hate on the low, cause they can't figure out how I do it, make them sick, feel nauseous, like a fever, or a flu, but you, don't have a clue, how I do, what I do, how would you feel if I told you, you can go all around the world and still never find, another mind like mine, that's one of a kind, but you don't understand, never mind. Pop, 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 those are nine. Those feel like shots fire when I spit mine. Ain't no way to stop me, I'ma get mine. Green light, go, so it means it's time. Perfect the scheme of the rhyme, they think it's a crime, cause I came with a lethal design. No fear, I speak from the mind, if they ain't down, then I gotta leave them behind. Big bang.
I'm off them Cali palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. CA, palm trees, got my body on lean. Zip locker, purple green, I don't need to sip no lean. I don't need to pick no seeds, rolling paper from overseas. I just made an organic team, turn and burn, F-15. Flight suit, flight boots, hit that thing, Babe Ruth, top grade. Lot of shade, got my third eye in a maze. This shit known as that Popeye, had you leaning to one side, catching Z's on the curbside, taking steps with a bird's fly. Lethal dose, white widow, blue fame, green pillows, watch nigga, cigarillos, hot box, blue regal, med car, all legal. I ain't rushing to get one. T-Mobile, seven digits, hit me up, we can blow one. Cali palm trees, OZ's, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Cali palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs, I'm leaning. Cali palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Cali palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs. I'm leaning.
Floating in the orbit, damn near flying up to Jupiter. I'm hella dumb, but the weed it get me stupider. Dumb, I ain't a liar, play with fire like I'm Lucifer. Devil. I be rolling, smoking, choking, and producing the. Yeah, we got the gush, blowing by the pound. I was hella young, smoking Bobby Brown. If it sticks and seats, don't bring that shit around.
Nope.
If it's sticky, great, we'll ship it out of town. Cali got the bomb, Cali got the kill. If they out of state, that's why they poppin' bills.
Yeah, they popping pills, doing silly shit. Give me an ounce of perk, blow my Philly with. Yeah, your boy you love, I ain't pussy whip. About to give a head, don't lick the pussy lip. Palm trees, OZs, I'm leaning. Miley, Lindsay, Charlie Sheenan.
Palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Cali palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs, I'm leaning.
Now I'm coming down that 7 dime, rolling up that haze line, middle finger up to them one times. Trying to kill off your boy's vibe, hit the peace pipe with my tribe. Feeling nice on that 105, mix silver haze with that AK. I'm so high, can't see my eyes, dispensaries all 4 or 5. Got 5 8s for 25, I'm live in the socket. Now I'm live in the socket. Take that 5 from out your pocket, if you trying to hit exotic. Niggas smelling so bionic, and secret Sundays toxic. Empty Swiss sweet box, yeah we hide in the locks. Got niggas with dreadlocks, like Gretchen with the blood clot. We breaking and rolling and smoking the pound, coughing and choking the only sound. I'm feeling I'm winning throughout the town, handling business so cush style.
Palm trees, OZ, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZ, got me leaning. Cali palm trees, OZ, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs, I'm leaning. Cali palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Cali palm trees, OZs, got me leaning. Palm trees, OZs, I'm leaning.
We're not turning it down. Turning it down.
Summertime.
DA.
Miles J, what's up?
What's up?
Blue Ridge.
Vaping, up on my face, my face. Got my boy, yeah, my place. Cause I got this thing on my mind. It can be done in no time. Pulling in the back of my truck. Calling the girls, even want to take me. Cause we don't care, as long as we get to fall. There's no control for busting off, having a good time. Cause me and my bros are pros, and showing girls how to have a good time. So we gon' party, don't feel afraid. Don't get done, tell them everything's alright. Cause we're not turning it down. Don't come with me.
Summertime, yeah. And she's summer fine. Me and my bros waking up trying to check the time. And we gon' hit the pool, yeah we gon' do the pool. Breaking all the rules and we ain't gotta act cool. Because it's no school, you know the crew. K-Wreck and D-A got girls up in V-A. 50-A, what he say, what she say is what we say. On display, it's cliche, my whole crew on replay. Because it's summertime, and girl you hella fine. I've been trying to make you mine, you steady running through my mind. Just give me some time and I can get you in line. Just stand behind her and you'll be another dime. Because it's my crew, and yeah we so cool. It's summertime, we ain't got school. So put your hands up, and I put your hands up. And tell everybody that it's summertime. Cause it's summertime. Oh yeah, it's summertime. Yeah, it's summertime.
High big ride through my seat to the bed. Sunshine and blush, two yellows beat me. Called up the team, said they wanna fool. Pulled up at this for the cool. Two door bins, man, I'm too cool. Got in the gate, man, it was crazy. People here now, it was all gravy. Had them a raving shades from the 80s. My JDA, that's my crew. Team blessing all day, nothing new. Never that. We get together and act like some fools. Man, I see nothing but bathing suits. I'm like, babe, babe, what you do? I'm like, babe, babe, what you do? I'm like, babe, babe, what you do? I'm like, babe, babe, what you do?
Wait a minute. You're supposed to poop in the toilet facing out? But I thought you sit on the toilet this way, so you have that nice little shelf for your comic book and your chocolate milk? Well, because then you got the flush right here. No? Oh, gee, that's embarrassing.
Clyde! Clyde! There you are!
Bob?
Clyde Donovan, you come home this instant!
Why?
What have I told you about putting the toilet seat down after you go to the bathroom?
Mom, I'm in class.
How many times do I have to tell you, Clyde? I was trying to get ready for work and the toilet seat was up again.
Betsy, come back home. It's just not that big a deal.
No, Roger. It's a disgusting habit and I'm sick and tired of it. If I had sat down, I would have gotten toilet water all over my vagina.
My grandma's from Virginia.
You are coming home right now, Clyde, and you are putting the toilet seat down where it belongs. Let's go.
What up, it's your boy Trey Little John here to let you know that none of the rest matters, cause you're now tuned in to Slab Sundays with Dagger.
Oh, I keep doing that, but, okay, y'all, we back. Slab Sundays with Dagger, LA West Coast, Saw Day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Levi, still good?
Yep.
All right, for sure. We're getting ready to get up out of here real quick. But one last thing I want to say about that lady. Here's some of the, I looked up a little bit more information. Here's some of the things that she's suing for as well. These are some of the things that are included in her lawsuit. This is why she deserves $500,000. This is why. Because Dickinson suffered severe bodily injuries. Some of them are permanent. Now, how many of these are actually permanent? Pain? Bitch, get the fuck out of here. No, not permanent. Suffering? No. Not permanent. Get the fuck out of here. Anxiety? No. Bitch, what the fuck? You're scared of golf clubs now? Like, and worry. They actually got worry on here. Like, what are you technically worried about? What are you worried about? Are you afraid that the golf clubs are going to, you know, all come alive and come after you and shit? Are you having, like, nightmares of golf clubs and shit swinging at you and shit? Bitch, get the fuck out of here. Medical and incidental expenses. Now, okay, if you actually have to go to the doctor, and I don't know why you have to go to the doctor for such a big bruise, but if you did, okay, you should cover that. Cover that incidental expenses. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm thinking of something along the lines of, like, if you have to buy you a little butt ring or something so you can get cushioned down when you sat down, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you can have those. Those you get. That's fine. And loss of earnings and earning capacity. Now, this is tricky. Now, loss of earnings for any jobs, again, I want to make sure. But when you come to court, this is the type of lawyer I will be, which is why I can never go on a lawsuit, you know, go on the law and everything. Because I will be on some shit like this. I need to see exactly what type of job you was applying for that you felt you couldn't get because of your ass. You know what I mean? Was it one of the type of jobs where you had to show off your ass, or was it a job where your ass was going to be covered so technically it didn't matter? You know what I mean? I'm going to need all full details and shit, and very precise shit when it comes to that. But the first four, pain, suffering, anxiety, worry, bitch, get the fuck out of here. No, fuck you. I'm just saying. Anyway, all right, Levi, man, any shots you want to give real quick before we get up out of here, man? Again, let people know where they can find you at, all that good shit.
Oh, man, once again, shout out to my boy Dagger. Shit, it's been, what, damn near 3 years now. Yeah. Bang Out Radio, you know, Music Access, the whole SME 2 Fly, you know what I'm saying, Squad, Music Access, the Blue Lives Boys, SKT, The Gift and the Curse is available online right now. You know what I'm saying, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play. Just Google The Gift and the, just Google Levi Kev, The Gift and the Curse. It's re-released April 1st, Best Buy, Target, Barnes and Nobles and some other places, you know what I'm saying? Just Google it, nigga, man. Levicev, you know what I'm saying? H-Time's on, you know what I mean? Yeah, man.
There it is. Excuse me. Yeah, support those that support Bang Out. Of course, I know the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. Triple M Show, More Music Monday. Or actually, again, let me just stop. Let me just be real. Again, you never know when the show may be on, but you want to check, all right? Yeah, because like I said, a lot be going on, so I'm not going to act like we're going to be here every show, all right? But at least stop by and check and see if a nigga is on air, all right? But yeah, Triple M Show, More Music Mondays, every Monday, 8 to 10. Turns up Tuesdays with the Hood Geek, 8 to 10. West Coast Wednesdays, Pub Nights, Adult Matters, and Adult Topics with TV. Fuck You Fridays, every Friday from 8 to 10. And then, of course, right back here on 5 Sundays, every Sunday from 8 to 10. Keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I will find a place for it in your station. Make sure you like us on Facebook, search Bang Out Radio. You can Google me as well. I mean, Google Bang Out Radio. You'll find it. Find us. We're not that hard to find. Shout out to Levi Kev. Again, shout out to anybody that's fucking with Bang Out Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, yeah, we'll see y'all next time. We're going to let the Witted Boys win it out. All right, Witted Gang. I'm sorry, Witted Gang now. Not boys, gang. All right, I'll let y'all later.
To wet it, to wet it. Hood bound,
I'll be with it.
Yeah.
Fuck DB with it.
Who else?
West with it.
Who else?
And I am fresh the
all I want you to do is run it.
With it, gang.
Know this. These hood bound niggas be the coldest.
We the coldest.
Drinking and smoking.
Smoking.
I can't that pussy open. Hey. She cold with it. She swinging that thing, she know I want it.
Swinging, bitch.
Little mama stop running. Looking back down the bitch running.
Running.
They open for the session. We smoke Shiraz, got me clutching on my weapon. She on, see how she get it on the floor. Black orange cup, knees twisted like bows. The chrome, I squeeze and let go. Commit to set trip, chunk it 2-1-4. I had the heater in the lobby. Two bitches and Marty. Take a size double fist, a big brother, Bo Gotti. Posting in my face, the bad bitches, we reppin'. White tees, red hat, YGs, I'm pressin'. Time to run it, you know it. How I'm feeling, heroic. Pop another bound, hood bound, niggas are coming.
40 be with it, known for the turn up. The bitches that I fucking, all the weed that I burn up. In the lobby plotting, if you with it, then it's popping. Dick so big, niggas can't cock block em. You can stop the bullet train with deadly aim and all the game to get up in the bitch's brain, make her crazy. Didn't even get her name, oh well, didn't need it. Chalk it up, another pussy murder, daggers undefeated. Boom, boom, skeety, skeety, dagger doesn't pay for that. Never that, rather buy an LA or a witted hat. Rats be with it, so these lines are for the ratchets. Ones that fuck niggas in garages on the mattress.
Notice, these hood-bound niggas see the coldest.
We the coldest.
We drinking and smoking. I can't turn up, that pussy open.
Hey.
She going. She swinging that thing, she know I want it.
Swing it, bitch.
Little mama stop running. Looking back at it, bitch, running. Yeah.
Intoxicated, with no filter, filling myself off a pill and some liquor. Don't stop with it, pointing her out, telling her she can get it. At the function, turned over my nigga. I'ma keep it gangsta and boogie with you. You got potential to get some of that good dick. Little mama, I'm residential on that hood shit. Hey. She like a burner with the beam on it. Stash in the colors, the one with the D's on it. Looking back at her, turn me in the lobby so I can see if it's cracking. I get on that bitch like a pimp on a hoe stroke, son. Trying to get it in. At the end of the night, that pussy say you gon' run it. I'm a hoodbound nigga, you know the slow nigga be fuckin'.
I tell a bitch run it on her back or on her stomach. In private or in public, if she bout it, then we fuckin'. Cuffin' not an option, I'm pursuing for the screwin'. If she ask me what I'm doing, I'm trying to get that whole crew in. On and on, so who and they ride mine? Wanna test the best, fresh with it with every line. Nines and chase and strays through fitted caps. Bitches get laid, blunts blaze from witty raps. Raise the torch, remorse is for the weak.
So I gave her dick, she got the dick, no, she wanted the dick.
Now she telling me she love me, why? Cause I dicked her down. She run it, then I bust it, then I'm headed.
Hood bound,
I know them. The homies.
Yeah.
I got five, West got five, now that's ten. We B got five, two with it, two, that make a twin. I B got five, that make a quota, nigga, keep up. These beans for the trees, so please, roll that weed up. Khaki stay creased up, my tux stay laced. I wake and bake a straight ape to the face. In case you was wondering, I'm fresh, the best me. Always smoking top shelf, never smoking stress. And yes, we be the dopest niggas in here. Hood bound, we clowns at war, I declare. I swear, I will smoke your niggas to sleep.
Your little lungs is too small to hotbox with me.
Sticky green, no seeds, guaranteed to be the best mo. Hit the blunt and let it go, bang the fold and let it go.
Ready for
the show, bro, you know we full throttle. Smoke weed and get high, got five, that's the motto.
Forever on the grind, I'm staying high while I'm getting it. The hustle's in my blood, you dropping five before you hit this. Piece of 45 from my plug, it's like Christmas. I keep a loaded nine, you'll get plugged, yeah, dismissed. Bitch, it's snowing LA before you hit this. I keep the foes in motion, burning trees like a death wish. I smoke shit like a nigga ain't never had shit. My eyes red like my motherfucker flag, bitch. I tag shit while reaching for my last bit. Hit it two times, hold it, then pass it. Switches by the cake and trees by the batch, bitch. Smoke so potent you can smell it through the bag, bitch. Smoke to get high, smoke to pass time. If you from where I'm from, then you smoke to get by. So no sticks, no seats, only five cush weed. I got five on the piece, nigga, dub IG.
We got five on it. Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it. Mo THC, no stems, no seeds. We got five on it. Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast. We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Turn up, bang. Yelling, fuck a bitch, smoking blood to the face. Drank Remy, no chase. Still popping, no shade. This is the face. Criminals, the game. Molly Hennessy is like a pistol on the sea. 174 ways to make you obsolete. Two bound gangsta, check the taps and the prop notes. I got five times four on the drink and the dro. Play them all, no exemptions. We normally get lifted. Broke bitches, stay the fuck on my vision. 4DB, where the bitches at? That's with it, extended clip. Anybody can get it. Blow the dro, pass it back and forth. Thick and low, tip the floor, got five on everything. When y'all go to the store, pop a Molly and woo. I'm home, it's the bitch I ballin', ha ha. She gone.
You see, smoking keeps me living, also keeps me from sitting. So I got five on whatever. Let's get this session beginning. So we can smoke out the building, roll up the blunts and you're sparking. We only look like we on fire.
Please stop calling the fire.
Some of y'all be smoking weed and then you get all paranoid. I get annoyed.
All fucking weed.
You should be overjoyed. Drama know that I avoid and knows that I like intelligence. If it ain't about my money, music, weed, that shit's irrelevant. Smoking on that presidential ooey gooey sneaky loose. Family got suspended. We're suspenders when I laugh at stupid. I make you want to sue me even if you never knew me. Yeah, I'm so high. Staring at ghosts, smoking George Clooney. Somebody change the movie. Thirsty bitches on my sleeve. Fucking or we matching or you gonna go and buy the weed. Bitches want to smoke a nigga's weed and then don't give them nothing. I don't even want to fuck, but damn, bitch, I'm out of song.
Five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We
shit.
Got five on it. Yeah. Mo THC, no stems, no
seeds.
We got five on it.
Five.
Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast.
That be no pinheads, bitch.
We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.